Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing? Men and women of God, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, listen. The main thing I want to tell you all today is to get up. Don't let nothing hold you back. And get out there and make something happen. If things are not going your way, or if things are not going the way you thought it would go, get out there, make a change, and make it happen. Get out there. It's time out for the plan. So get out there and make it happen. Make that change. Go out there and get your blessing. Everything ain't gonna always come to you. Everything ain't gonna fall in your hand just because you're praying. Get out there, get your blessing, and make it happen. That's what you do. Big Ump Triple X. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning. Thank you, oh gracious Heavenly Father, for allowing me to get up and deliver your word and deliver your message today. Father God, thank you for allowing me to see another day. Father God, as we get up this morning and go about and throughout our day, we ask, Father God, that you keep us blessed. We ask, Father God, that you keep us safe and sound. We ask, Father God, that you keep us protected. And know, Father God, that whatever the enemy prepares for us, Father God, that it don't happen, that it don't work, that it don't manifest, that it don't come to life. Father God, we have people that's not going to congratulate you. You're going to have people, Father God, that are going to ride your coattail. You're going to have people, Father God, that's not going to never tell you the goodness or the greatness that you're doing. You have people, Father God, that hope and praying that you stay down, that you don't elevate to the level that you need to elevate. But Father God, I declare and decree this morning with the word and the power invested in me that it's going to be a spiritual fight. It's going to be a praying fight. And Father God, it's going to be a fight because we're going to allow our goals, the gifts that we have in us to manifest. And we're not going to let people hold us back, no matter what kind of snare or hole or situation we in. Father God, we're going to pray our way out this thing, and we're going to pray our way away from situations. And Father God, we're going to stand on business. We're going to stand on your word. And Father God, we're going to make this day a prosperous day. We're going to make this day a glorious day. And we're going to stand on God's business, and we're going to do God's work regardless of what anyone says. Regardless of what anyone says. Regardless of how they feel. Regardless of what they think about you, regardless of what they're not telling you, regardless of whatever celebration they may be want to have about you, regardless of how they bring you up in situations, Father God, there's people out there that's going to talk about you and never tell you because they think they have the answers. And then they think, Father God, that you don't know that they're doing it. See, everybody, Father God, is not your friend. They're just people that you know, or people that you work with, or people that you live by. Everybody is not your friend, because a person that's your friend is going to also be your family. And I thank you on this day. And I thank you, Father God, for allowing me to use myself as a messenger for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. So listen, right off the rip. I had a great conversation with a brother yesterday that enlightened me on some things that I should have known. And I'm not going to necessarily say I should have known it, but what I will say, he came from a different perspective. And today, this morning, I want to let you all know to go about your day and be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. And the thing that he broke down to me about being fruitful and multiplying is that study harder, pray harder, love your spouses harder, Love your family harder. Have knowledge and wisdom of the things that you're doing and know how to use it, because if you deny your Father on earth, he's going to deny you in heaven. And understand that you're going to go through these things because Jesus Christ went through these things. You're going to go through long suffering. You're going to go through all that. And people that think because what didn't happen to them or they didn't receive their punishment right away, understand that sometimes your gifts and rewards is right here on earth. But when whatever happened to you moving forward through life, you will get it back on the seed that you planted. And for God's people that are going through long suffering, understand this. And it's easier said than done. But understand this, what I'm about to say, is that sometimes your place is not here on earth. See, be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. So when you be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind, the Bible tells us that you can be in the world, but you don't have to be of the world. See, that's powerful. See, you can be in the world, but you don't have to be of the world, which means that you don't have to be involved in these worldly things, but you can be living here in this world, but you don't have to be of the world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. So that's very powerful. And so when you be fruitful and multiply, what you have to understand is that being fruitful and multiplying is actually learning the things you do so you know how to elevate yourself the next day. It says right here, it says, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. Now, I'm going to talk about that word subdued for a minute, because I don't know if people really look these words up when they speak and talk about the Bible. But it says right here that the word subdued means to bring creation into submission by force. It means to bring creation into submission by force. It says the root word in the Bible is used in other places to refer to conquest, slavery, and killing. Conquest, slavery, and killing. So we have to understand that when you subdue somebody, that you're going to bring somebody into submission by force. And a lot of people don't understand that, but you have to understand that that comes with it. And the word conquest means, in the Bible, conquest means position gained by force, physical or morale, or the acquiring of property by other means than by inheritance. So you're going to position, you're going to gain your possession by force. You're going to conquest it, and then you're going to subdue it as well. So understand what subdue and conquest mean. I'm going to read this to you one more time so we can be on the same page. Conquest means position gained by force, physical or morale, or the acquiring of property by other means than by inheritance. That's what it means. And subdued means to bring creation into submission by force. So then it goes back and says, it says right here that God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdued it, to bring creation into submission by force, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds, over the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. That's what it means. So understand what subdued mean and understand what conquest mean. It is very powerful. So when you read your scripture, understand your scripture. So today, when you get your day started today, because you got to get up and get your day started, understand that God wants you to be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. Let me stroll down here to this verse here so we can, so I can read it to you and we can get just a little bit in depth, but not too much because I'm not going to take up a lot of your time. But it says right here, and God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. That's in Genesis 1 and 28. Genesis 9 and 7 says, and you be fruitful and multiply, increase greatly on the earth and multiply in it. So right there, God is telling you that he wants you to have what you need. It's no reason why you shouldn't have what you need. Understand the things you're doing throughout your day and be fruitful and multiply so you can get the things that you need throughout your life, not just out your day, but throughout your life. That is very important. And it says right here, let's go to, I'm going to take you up to date a little bit. Let's go to John 15 and 16. John 15 and 16 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide. So it says right here that your fruit should abide so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, you He may give it to you. So understand this too. Whatever you ask God in his name, he shall give it to you. You're being fruitful and you're multiplying. So go and enjoy your day today. Be fruitful and multiply today. Subdue it when you have to subdue it and conquest it when you have to conquest it. Not forcefully, because you don't want to get yourself in trouble. But know how to conquest and subdue things. Be fruitful and multiply. Get out there, live your life, be humble, be happy, be safe, and have an amazing day. God loves you, and Big Aunt loves you too. Heavenly Father, thank you right now for this awesome word. Thank you, Father God, for this awesome message. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to deliver this word today and to be your servant, Father God, and do what you say do, thus says the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, listen, go out there today. Enjoy your day. Be fruitful and multiply today. Subdued and conquest today. And remember that God loves you. Big God loves you. And I'll see you on the next go round. Peace.